It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL News Time, 3:44. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Gabby Petito's boyfriend officially named a person of interest in her disappearance. Police say they're still not sure what he knows because he's staying silent. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the COVID numbers today. More than 1,800 Utahns have tested positive. 11 more deaths to report. School-age kids were nearly one out of every four new cases. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Well, we have had an accident in the downtown area, a crash with injuries with Salt Lake City PD on the scene, 9th East, 500 South. And the crash we had northbound I-15 at Parrish Lane in Centerville, it's still there, but it's out of traffic on the shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's going to warm up, 87, lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right about there, 88 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
A new partnership to share nuclear-powered submarine technology announced by President Biden, appearing virtually with leaders of Australia and the UK.
We all recognize the imperative of ensuring peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific over the long term. We need to be able to address both the current strategic environment in the region and how it may evolve.
Moderna releasing data that it says shows its COVID vaccine needs a booster after 6 months. Moderna President Stephen Hoge says clinical trials show on breakthrough infections.
Delta by itself is a threat, but Delta really isn't the only part of the story here. And we think in really equal proportions, it's waning immunity and the Delta variant.
Federal health officials may approve a booster soon, but sources say they're only considering the Pfizer vaccine for now. A fifth member of the anti-government Oath Keepers militia pleads guilty to charges stemming from the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Jason Dolan of Wellington, Florida, agrees to cooperate in the investigation of the group. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth. New excerpts from a new book about the Trump administration detail how one of the nation's highest-ranking military officers made secret phone calls to China to supposedly stop any chance of war. Former President Trump told Newsmax he thinks it's treason.
So first of all, if it is actually true, which is hard to believe, that he would have called China and done these things and was willing to advise them of an attack or in advance of an attack, that's treason. And I would think, I've had so many calls today saying, that's treason, number one. Number two, it's totally ridiculous. I never thought of it. You were there. You knew what was happening in the White House. You have plenty of friends. You never heard the word China mentioned in a thing like this. You heard a lot of anger about China on trade, and we made a great trade deal. You heard a lot of anger on China with the China virus. But for him to say that I would even think about attacking China, I think he's trying to just get out of his incompetent withdrawal out of Afghanistan. The worst, the dumbest thing that anybody's seen, probably the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to our country, where they killed our soldiers. We left with embarrassment on our face. We left Americans behind, and we left $85 billion worth of the best equipment in the world that I bought because I was the one that rebuilt our military, and then Biden gave it away. For him to say that I was going to attack China is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, and everybody knows it.
There's former President Trump speaking with Newsmax. On the other side, the current administration says things are good with General Mark Milley. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says they're not looking to fire him.
Again, the president has complete confidence in his leadership, his patriotism, and his fidelity to our Constitution. I can't speak to the former president's experience with him or the former president's views of him. This president, this current president, who follows the Constitution, who's not fomenting an insurrection, who follows the rule of law, has complete confidence in Chairman Milley and him continuing to serve in his role.
You know, that whole interchange there, both of them, it kind of feels like the election campaign again. General Milley is set to appear before Congress September 28th. It's likely he'll face some intense questioning. after this book excerpt was revealed. KSL News Time 349. You've been listening to The In-Depth. Now, onward, a check on traffic are brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky Meese.
We do have a good drive on southbound I-15. As you're leaving downtown, it gets a little busy at the south interchange into Midvale. But from 90th all the way to Provo, you are back to a good drive. And we also have a good drive to the west on I-80 and I-215. But over to the east, we have had some delays. This is going to be eastbound on I-80 as you're going from 13th East over to Foothill. Steve?
A wreck in downtown Salt Lake City, 9th East and 5th South right now. Northbound I-15, delays in Davis County as you leave the city. Expect delays in Woods Cross. That's all due to a crash in Centerville there at Parrish Lane. That's been moved out of traffic. It's on the right shoulder, but causing those delays back to Woods Cross. More slowdowns late up to Clearfield and southbound Highway 89 really packed in right now between South Weber Drive and I-84. It's here. The case lot sale at Macy's is on this week. Buy in bulk for big savings and fill your pantry with deals by the dozen throughout the store. Macy's, happy shopping. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Here's your 7-day forecast and Grant Wayman.
87 of the sunshine today. Tomorrow, 86 and mostly sunny skies. And then 85 Friday. Again, lots of sun. 84 Saturday, mostly sunny. Cool Sunday to 79 and partly cloudy skies. And a lot cooler for next week. Monday, some showers at 69. Partly cloudy, 68 Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 88 degrees.
Oh! Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Want a little bit of, and a little bit of. I'm leaving, please believe in. Oh, me and the rest of my heathens. Checking out a lock at the top of the Four Seasons. Penthouse, rooftop, birds I'm feeding. No deceiving, nothing else I'm leaving. No teasing. I need you to get up, up on the dance floor. Get that man what
he is. Life has taught you many lessons. Like not to put off the important stuff, spending quality time with your family, asking your uncle to share stories from the old days, telling your spouse that you love them. Cigna wants you to know the same goes for your annual checkup. Yearly preventative care and screenings can help detect health issues before they become bigger and more difficult to treat. With doctor's offices keeping things safe, it's a great time to call and make that appointment. It's also a great time to stay connected with those important people in your life. But if you're having trouble getting back out there or not feeling like yourself, that's something you can talk to your doctor about. Hug your family today and schedule your annual checkup today, because life has taught you well.
Benefit options vary by plan and service area. Contact the plan for details and availability of these services. You must reside in the plan service area. Cigna is contract with Medicare for PDP plans, HMO and PPO plans in select states, and with select state Medicaid programs. Enrollment in Cigna depends on contract renewal.
Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect opportunity for a significant business upgrade. Save up to 45% on Dell computers built for business with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, enjoy special pricing on Dell docks, monitors, servers, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Succeed anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today to find the right tech for your business with fast, free shipping. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
The Age of Empowerment is here at the Free Senior Expo by Ageably. Join us September 29th and 30th at the Davis Conference Center in Layton, or October 7th and 8th at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy. Find resources for older adults, connect with trusted providers in your local area, attend workshops, and get free health screenings so you can live a happier, healthier life now and plan for the future. Learn more at seniorexpo.ageably.com. Sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare and Select Health.
Have you traded or do you want to trade cryptocurrency? Don't let the tax headaches you may have heard about stop you. Now there's a secure, easy, and tax-advantaged way to invest in crypto and diversify your portfolio, the Alto Crypto IRA. By opening an Alto Crypto IRA, you can use retirement funds to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency with all the tax advantages of an IRA. Choose from over 60 coins, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, Cardano, and more. And since all trading is done through integration with Coinbase, your keys, coin storage, and trades are all completely secure. set up an account in minutes online, and begin trading with as little as $10. Or roll over from an existing IRA. There's no account minimum, no setup charges, and no hidden fees. Invest in crypto and modernize your portfolio with the tax-advantaged Alto Crypto IRA.
Invest in crypto with the tax benefits of an IRA for as little as $10. Just go to altoira.com/talk. That's altoira.com/talk. Invest in a crypto IRA today. altoira.com/talk.
Let wonder be your guide in Cedar City and Brian Head. Enjoy miles of stunning color on spectacular scenic highways and trails. Great live theater, dining, and shops. Go to visitcedarcity.com.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We're watching Utah's money just months after ivermectin went viral. Doctors are warning against another drug called Betadine. It's a topical disinfectant commonly used in hospitals. Doctors say there's no evidence it can prevent COVID, and consuming it might be life-threatening. KSL Drives, if you guessed that Subaru is the fastest-selling car in Salt Lake City, you'd be wrong. A new report from IC Cars finds that the Hyundai Tucson Hybrid was the fastest-selling car in Salt Lake last month. You won't have to remember any more complicated passwords when you sign into your Microsoft account. The company says goodbye to passwords because of all the security problems and inconveniences. They're instituting alternate methods to get into your accounts. Good day on Wall Street. The Dow is up 236 points. The S&P was up 37. The NASDAQ gained 123 points. KSL News Time 355. Cougar Tracks is brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Here's Mitch Harper.
This week, BYU welcomes another nationally ranked team to the Lavelle Edwards Stadium. Number 19 Arizona State rolls into Provo for the first time since 1998. The Sun Devils are viewed as one of the favorites to win the Pac-12 South this season and are led by fourth-year head coach Herm Edwards. This will be Edwards' first trip to Provo, but nearly 50 years ago, he considered playing for the Cougars when he was coming out of Monterey High School in California.
I was recruited by BYU when Lavelle Edwards was actually the coach there. Didn't go. I was one of the first black athletes that they recruited. And ended up playing in an all-star game where he actually was one of the coaches. So we used to laugh about that, right? But he was a great coach.
Edwards went on to play his college ball at Cal and then San Diego State. He had a 10-year career in the NFL before shifting his focus to coaching. BYU and Arizona State kick off Saturday night in Provo at 8:15 p.m. here on KSL. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.